So over the next few weeks, I'd like to talk about the poems which appear in the middle of each Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, working with Nusach Ashkenaz. So Friday night, when we start on that middle section of Shemoneh Esrei, we have a poem, Atah Kidashta Es Yom HaShavi'i L'Shmecha, you sanctified, you consecrated the seventh day in your name. Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko, Moshe should rejoice in the gift of his portion. Shabbos Musaf, Tikanta Shabbos, Ratzisa Karbonosecha, you established Shabbos, you desired your karbanos. And then Shabbos Mincha, Ata Echad v'Shimcha Echad, you are one, your name is one. These poems, I should note, are not firm requirements. Saying the wrong poem doesn't disqualify your Shemoneh Esrei, so long as you make the key requests in the Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu v'Tzevim Nuchaseinu paragraph. But here are questions that I'd like to address. Number one, why is each Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei different? Right, the weekday ones are all the same. The Yom Tov ones are all the same, except for Musaf, right? Ata Bechartanu. So why is it that each Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei should be different? Who wrote the poems that we use for each, and when did they write them? And why is Musaf the only one that is an alphabetical acrostic and a backward one at that? Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa Karbonosecha, working way backward through the alphabet. So first, why are these different? So the Machzor Vitri, by the students of Rashi, ask this question, Machzor Vitri Kuf Samach Beis, why does each Amidah of Shabbos have its own poem? And the answer there is quoted from somebody from Narbon. I heard from a Narboni that each Amidah is parallel to a different Shabbos. Ata Kidashta, that one from Friday night, is for Shabbos Bereishis, when Hashem consecrated Shabbos. Yismach Moshe is for Shabbos of Har Sinai, the presentation of the Torah early in the morning of what was Shabbos. Ata Echad, Shabbos Mincha, is for Shabbos of the future. Bayom Ahu Yiyah Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, when Hashem's name will be one, and we will be Goy Echad, we will be one nation. Tikanta Shabbos, according to this, is not about a different Shabbos. Tikanta Shabbos is unique. It's different from the other Shemoneh Esreis because Musaf is always different from the other Shemoneh Esreis. It has a special karban. It's different on Yom Tov also. This breakdown from the Machzor Vitri is brought in the tour. It's brought in the Aruch HaShulchan. And the idea that each Shemoneh Esrei represents a different Shabbos is also found in the Drashos of Rabbi Yeshua ibn Shuib, although he uses different Shabbatot. He says, Ata Kidashta is Shabbos Bereishis. Yismach Moshe is actually Mara, where Moshe turned the bitter water sweet. Sham Samla Choku Mishpat Vesham Nisahu. That's where, that's Yismach Moshe. And Ata Echad is the Shabbos of Har Sinai. He doesn't have one as being about the Shabbos of the future. Either way, this is a remarkable idea, because it means that as we go through Shabbos, we are not in a static position, living in a consistent atmosphere. Rather, it means we're progressing, we're evolving, and our davening is trying to help sensitize us to the different stages we are meant to experience. So God willing, next week, we'll look at Ata Kidashta.